Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Wednesday, May 26th. I'm going to do my best to cover as much as I can about what did and did not happen leading up to yesterday's midnight deadline in the Texas House of Representatives. Buckle up, it's a mixed bag. Midnight last night marked the last time the House could consider any new bills or joint resolutions on second reading or for the first time. The House had 129 bills posted on their calendar to consider, which included bills that they had approved of the day before, some notable postponed bills, all on top of bills being heard for the first time. The House was scheduled to convene at 10 a.m. Notably, they didn't even register their attendance until almost 10:45 a.m., essentially setting the tone for the duration of the day. As the day went on, it grew increasingly obvious that House Democrats were being enabled by House Republican leadership to employ parliamentary delay tactics in the hopes of not getting to certain bills on the calendar. For Capitol insiders, this is known as chubbing. The House did not even conclude considering bills that they had already passed the day prior until almost 6:30 p.m. last night, leaving about 5.5 hours to debate significant postponed bills and bills being heard for the first time. House Democrats used the opportunity to delay on Senate Bill 14, or the Business Freedom and Uniformity Act, a priority of Lieutenant Governor Patrick, seeking to preempt local jurisdiction regulation of certain employment policies like employment leave, hiring practices, benefits, scheduling, and other things. They offered amendment after amendment with nuanced differences, belaboring points from the front and back microphones. This lasted a few hours before a point of order was called, eventually postponing the bill until later that evening. The House then got to Senate Bill 10, or the supposed ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying. We've discussed on this show before, but this bill was the sole taxpayer-funded lobbying ban-related bill to make it through the entire legislative process. When it passed the Senate in April, it was a ban focused on cities and counties using taxpayer money to provide for a lobbyist. It was a legislative priority of the Republican Party of Texas. When it passed the House State Affairs Committee on May 14th, it had notable revisions expanding it to almost all local jurisdictions, but also creating loopholes rendering the ban useless. With respect to last night, it had already been postponed from the night earlier. It was postponed several other times as the night went on. Reportedly, there was a nasty point of order embedded in the bill, and the author, State Representative Chris Patty, Republican from Marshall, did not want to entertain would-be amendments by maybe some of the more conservative members of the legislature to correct those loopholes. It all culminated around 10:30 p.m. when Patty made the motion to postpone the bill until September 18th, 2021, essentially killing the bill indefinitely, as that's beyond the time of the legislative session. State Representative Matt Schaefer, Republican from Tyler, objected to this motion, causing a division vote to be had. The motion did prevail, ultimately killing the bill. 28 Republicans joined Democrats to vote in favor of the motion. The other thing that's notable about the date in which Patty postponed the bill, September 18th, is that supposedly that is the birthday of Speaker Phelan and State Representative Mays Middleton, a Republican from Galveston, who's also the legislator who promotes or pushed the statewide ban on taxpayer-funded lobbying. Another bill, Senate Bill 12, or the bill seeking to offer protections for free speech on social media platforms, followed a similar path throughout the course of the night. It was postponed several times, having already been postponed from the night before. Ultimately, it was postponed to never be brought back up again as the clock struck midnight. It was a legislative priority of Dan Patrick. It's worth mentioning as well that, though it was not an explicit emergency priority laid out by Governor Greg Abbott, it was a priority bill by all other intents and purposes, as he tweeted about it several times and even traveled to Tyler, Texas, to promote it in March with the Senate author, State Senator Brian Hughes. In comparison, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a similar bill into law Monday. The proverbial cherry on top of the entire night was the delay ultimately culminating by killing Senate Bill 29. This was a legislative priority of Lieutenant Governor Patrick, designed to ensure that public school students compete in sports based on their sex. It had previously passed the Senate on April 15th. Once it got to the House, the chairman of the House Public Education Committee had signaled he would not pass the bill out of his committee, and on May 4th, it failed to get enough votes to do just that. A few days later, however, in retribution for another bill dying on the calendar, Democrat Harold Dutton of Houston, chairman of the committee, brought the bill back up, passing it out. It notably took 2 weeks to get to the House Calendars Committee, where late Sunday it was placed on the calendar for consideration yesterday. Dutton even went as far as to sponsor the bill in the House, pitting himself against his own party, who seemingly stood in solidarity in opposition to it. They got to the bill around 10 p.m. last night, but quickly postponed it, notably, which no one objected to, thus allowing for Democrats to continue delaying, ultimately killing the bill as the clock struck midnight. The night ended by Democrats asking inane questions on another innocuous bill related to wage rates and public work contracts with the Texas Workforce Commission. In the minute or so leading up to midnight, House Democrats were distributing flags signaling support for the transgender community, where they erupted in applause as the clock struck midnight. It's important to note in all of this that it was not just Democrats in this process. They were enabled by House Republican leadership, who at any time could have stopped it. Equality Texas, an organization in support of the transgender community, tweeted out afterwards that they appreciated their allies who helped make it possible to kill Senate Bill 29. One of the pictures was that of Speaker Dade Phelan. If you take anything away from the show today, let it be that. For more on this subject, make sure to check out our website. Switching gears here, tonight at midnight marks another deadline prohibiting the Senate from considering any additional new bills or joint resolutions for the first time as well. There are still several priorities languishing on their intent calendar, and it's unclear which ones will in fact be considered. Friday marks the last day the House can choose to act on Senate amendments. Sunday marks the last day that either the House or Senate can adopt conference committee reports or act on amendments altogether. And of course, Monday marks the last day of the 87th legislative session. Give you a brief update on legislative priorities. The conference committee report for Senate Bill 1, or the overall draft state budget, was distributed yesterday. Expect that both the House and Senate will adopt the report over the next few days, ultimately sending it to the governor's desk, where, as a reminder, he has the ability to line item veto certain things inside the overall budget itself. Many folks have inquired as to the status of the anti-critical race theory bill, or House Bill 3979, by State Representative Steve Toth, Republican from the Woodlands. This bill passed the House a few weeks back with several amendments watering down the efficacy of the bill. While being considered in the Senate, almost all of those amendments were stripped off. It passed the Senate and will now be up to the House to choose to accept the revised version or appoint a conference committee. Expect for that to happen here soon. House Bill 3, a bill that we've spoken about several times on the show and written about over the course of the legislative session, passed the Senate yesterday. This was the bill that, as written when it passed the House, perpetuated disputed authorities of the governor during a disaster, further codifying those disputed authorities into a completely new section dedicated to pandemics of the overall Disaster Act. It was revised several times in the House before passing a few weeks back. Last week, the Senate State Affairs Committee, the Senate sponsor of the bill, State Senator Brian Birdwell, a Republican from Granbury, almost completely gutted the bill and instead inserted his own previously passed Senate Bill 25 seeking to reform executive powers. This revision was maintained as it passed the Senate yesterday. It's unclear whether the House will accept these changes or move to appoint a conference committee to address the differences. Notably, yesterday, during the flurry of bills leading up to the deadline in the House, a spending limits bill passed. Senate Bill 1636 by State Senator Kelly Hancock, a Republican from North Richland Hills, passed via a voice vote where it will be considered again today for the third and final time. It essentially caps the growth of state spending to match that of the increase in both population and inflation. This bill has been attempted several times before to no avail. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They'll take up the bills passed yesterday on third reading, a local and consent calendar, and potential items that are eligible to be considered as they've now come back over from the Senate. The overall Senate will convene at 11 a.m. today, and as previously alluded to, they've got several priorities still on their intent calendar to consider leading up to the midnight deadline. Earlier this morning, Lieutenant Governor Patrick tweeted out his request for a special called legislative session in June to address what he deemed as conservative priorities dying in the House. It's unclear whether any retribution will be had today as they deliberate several priorities of Speaker Phelan. Well, that's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update. As always, make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. If you want to know more about specific bills I talk about on the show, make sure to check out our show notes page, where we link directly to them, as well as contact information for the author and sponsor. If you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @opinionatedk. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all take care.